Good morning. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's been an honor to share with you a brief message from God's Word each morning this week. You know, there's something special about all things that are new. Whether it be the first light of dawn at the beginning of a new day, or opening a surprise new gift on Christmas morning, it seems like newness creates in us a refreshing and invigorating sense of optimism and hope. As it so happens, this week marks the first full week of a new year, a new decade, and for those who choose it, a new sense of purpose in life. As the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And so this week, we've discussed all things becoming new in our spiritual lives. What better time than the new year to refresh our hearts with the liberating message of the gospel and begin our walk anew. On Monday, we discussed the new birth, that to be in Christ, one must be born again of the water and the Spirit. On Tuesday, we discuss that once we are born again, we must be a new creature. We must put to death the old man of sin and now live a new life. On Wednesday, we discuss the new covenant that Christ instituted by his death, and that his blood, the perfect blood of Christ, washes away our sins so that we may receive the eternal inheritance. And yesterday, we discussed the singing of a new song, that we will praise God for all eternity in heaven, and we can only sing a new song that's appropriate for that occasion and for the glory and joy in our hearts. And today we want to discuss the new heaven, as the Bible speaks of it. In Isaiah chapter 65, in verse 17, the prophet Isaiah forecasts the coming gospel dispensation when he writes, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind." Isaiah speaks of God creating new heavens and the new earth, where we will be so transported that we will have forgotten this world and its griefs. In 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning in verse 10, Peter writes, "But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." The present heavens and earth will be burned up and dissolved, and a new heaven shall be prepared for us on that great day, for all those in Christ Jesus. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 1, Paul reassures the Corinthian brethren in writing, "For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." We know that we can count on a new heaven there for us, for those who are saved, that God has prepared for us, and for all those who are his. Which leads us to chapter 21 of the Apostle John's Revelation, in verse 1, where he says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And in verse 4, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and the death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." The new heaven is where God will dwell with us for all eternity, with no more tears, death, mourning, crying, or pain. "Behold," he says, "I'm making all things new." We thank you for joining us this week and pray that all things will become new for you in this new year.